Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, I'm wondering if you're going to buy some of the new products out from Pepsi.
Ooh.
They have partnered with a beauty brand for a first ever Pepsi body care line. There's a limited edition collection that features a vanilla slushy body scrub and Pepsi Wild Cherry Body Wash. Each of these are about $12, and they're going to be launching on some TikTok shop now, actually. They are out now. There's also a Pepsi-inspired makeup collection that's also in the works. So you get all the shades of Pepsi on your blush.
Well, see, I know caffeine is used in beauty products a lot. It's supposed to, like, help with, like, under eye circles and stuff.
How about 48 grams of sugar?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's the thing. One of these is a sugar scrub.
It's and I love that.
Sugar scrubs.
Yes.
Which I'll admit, I've tried Knick Knack sugar scrubs.
It feels good.
It feels really good.
And I love Wild Cherry Pepsi is my favorite.
So tasty.
If they have a sugar scrub that tastes like that?
Yeah.
What?
You're not supposed to eat the sugar scrub while you're in the shower.
I mean, you can though, right?
I don't think so.
Katie,
that's probably frowned upon.
You might be able to just try it.
Wouldn't that be funny? You just buy this stuff and you just sit on your couch and eat it. I seem to be doing it wrong. Katie's been dying to talk about ladies' fashion, and all I overheard was something about elephants.
Well, yeah.
And I feel like that's not flattering.
No. Well, no. It's the extra long wide leg pants and trousers that, like, pool at the bottom on the floor.
Did you just say trousers?
Well, yeah, because that's how you describe it, because it's not just jeans. It's not pants. Like, it's a kind of material so that you get the good image in your head, right? So that's what it is. It's the oversized pants that go over your shoes and they fall on the ground and they drag on the ground.
Like a toddler.
Well, but they're in style right now. Like those big pants.
Ones that soak up the water.
I'm going to tell you right now, I hate that look.
I know you do.
I know I'm not your go-to fashion guy, but I do not care for that look at all.
I know you don't.
I'm against it.
I love it. Especially like when somebody wears it with a nice pair of really high heels so that the fabric just barely touches the ground. You know what I mean?
You don't get to see your heels.
I love it. I just think it's really stylish. But the thing is, people are having problems tripping over those pants, and it's causing
Why are you
issues.
Tripping, girl?
It's
like my trousers are literally too big.
Literally tripping.
Quit tripping, girl.
But
I can't help it.
They're saying that for women, it's creating hazards on the streets, up in these
on
streets.
On the streets? Like, okay, so I thought about this.
Yeah.
Like, I look out for my wife and daughter. I know you're very safety conscious as well. And what if there was a situation... You're downtown, and there's a street tough out there, and you're like, I need to leave this situation immediately.
And you can't.
And you try to run, and your trousers get all tied up in your feet.
Those wide leg elephant pants.
Yeah.
They're not working
You're
for
going
you anymore.
Down, and you're getting mugged. They're taking your purse.
And I guess, like, that's a very extreme situation, and yeah, that'd be scary. Oh, no.
Okay.
But, like, just walking is problematic for people. There are videos, and I strongly encourage you to go look at them, of women. Just
That's
completely
safe.
Face planting
That's
because
funny.
Their pants trip them.
Well, what it's if like, there's a situation where there's a fire and you gotta evacuate a building rather quickly down 12 flights of stairs, but your trousers are so big you fall down and you're gonna burn to death.
You know what? I do like that you're so concerned about people's safety in these pants because
I got one more for you.
Okay, go ahead.
What if there's a hard landing, a DIA? There's a situation with your plane.
Yeah.
And they pop the doors off and those big old rubber slides come out.
Yeah.
We gotta get off this plane immediately.
Well, the good news is
and
you
you're
can
like,
use
I can't.
Your pants as a parachute. You're good.
If there's an issue
off.
In the air.
Exactly. Just
for
jump.
Sure. You can
well,
hang
not
those
even
out the window.
Plane. Like you don't have to use those stairs. Just jump right off. Use your pants. You good.
If you can get up off the floor because you've already fallen down
and
broke
your
nose.
There's just no chance.
I'm just very concerned out there, ladies.
You know, so here's another one that might make
you
concerned.
Well, hurry. You got about 10 seconds.
Okay. Well, we'll just go with the elephant pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Just be careful.
Okay.
Hold them up.
Yeah. All right.
Don't make them wet.
Now it's weird. Now it's weird because I told you to stop talking.
Yeah, I know.
If I don't start these commercials, though, they will punch
start
me right
them.
In the face.
Yeah, right now, Jeremy.
I don't want to be punched in the face today. So.
I don't want you
Are
to
you
be
ready
punched
for them?
In the face.
Here they come. Oh, something bad has happened. Something really, really bad has happened.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I took a picture of it yesterday, actually. I'll show it to you really quick. Oh, this is...
Oh.
I don't even know if I want to show you this.
You
it's
have
so
to show
bad.
Me now. You have to? What is happening? Oh, coffee
no.
creamer? What it's pumpkin it's
the
spice.
The pumpkin ESL. Spice
yes.
products are out already.
About time.
Oh, no.
It's a little late this year.
No.
Late?
Come on.
Here we go every year with the pumpkin spice crap, and it's already trickling out into the stores.
I need my gourd goods. I love the pumpkin spice
stuff.
Do
you?
I wish
foul.
It was just all year. I don't know why it has to go away and come back. It's one of those things that should just be a staple at this point. So many people love it.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it.
It is
around.
Like earlier and yeah. earlier every year. Just keep it.
Yeah.
Like the peppermint mochas. Just keep them out
just
all year.
Have it
okay, bro?
The entire 365.
I saw a couple messages come in from listeners as well that some stores already have the Halloween candy out. And I kid you not, two doors down from yeah. the radio station, the Spirit Halloween store is like ready to rock.
Exactly.
They're ready to throw the doors open.
Yeah, they've already started decorating. I mean, it's this season comes earlier and earlier every year. I'm fine with it because I do like spooky season. I like all the food that comes around with
I'm
it.
I'm a fan of fall.
You know,
Croctober.
Yeah.
Croctober is going to be yeah. popping on the show.
Exactly.
But then you guys start thinking about the stress of Christmas and bills and
I know.
Buying more crap that you don't need.
Or,
are you going to put it in the house?
You can just shelf all that and really focus on fall.
Oh,
really
yeah,
enjoy.
Yeah. Put a pumpkin
autumn.
In my mouth.
Yeah.
Put a pumpkin in my
Again,
mouth.
Again, those gourd goods.
It's so
you want it.
Anyway, we're just a few minutes away, 7:30 from Fast Five. We hope that you call in and play a couple banger prizes today. We'll give you all the details at 7:30. I took a picture of that pumpkin spice creamer because we did make our way over to Wally World. To do something that I absolutely loved as a child, but now as an adult, I kind of dread it. The back-to-school shopping, school
oh.
supplies, which I think every kid, you
yeah.
know, that's a magical time when you go
it's
get
exciting.
New products, new pens, new paper. You know, mom back in the day would spring for the big box of crayons with the sharpener on the back.
Ooh.
And you're like, man, I'm living large right now.
I always loved when I got the 5-star Trapper Keeper.
That's
yeah. how I knew we
this.
Were doing okay.
I got a Trapper Keeper
yes,
right here.
We were doing all
I
right.
I was looking for these yesterday.
No?
And I didn't see any Trapper Keepers out. Yeah, because they re-released them a couple years ago, and I went and bought two of them. And every time somebody sees this, like in pictures and stuff on social, they're like, is that a Trapper Keeper?
Yeah.
Damn straight it is. but anyway, yeah, we took the kids over there, and apparently we were... a little late to the party because the school supply section was a disaster.
Already,
I mean,
huh?
It looked like kids just went and knocked everything over and just shuffled everything everywhere.
I mean,
it was hard to find things.
Yesterday was the first day of school for some, right?
Like, I think it's the 7th, I think,
okay,
is what
so
I saw.
Coming up
so,
is the first
so,
day.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it was like incredibly
already?
Picked over already. Stuff was everywhere. Good luck finding any college-ruled spirals. Those were non-existent. And there was just a bunch of snotty little kids running around. And top it all off, it was about $200.
Oh, yeah. For per kid, I imagine. Like
that was total. Yeah. Going okay. into high school. So here's the funny thing that we have found. Going into high school, I guess they don't really let you know what kind of supplies and stuff you need until you're in school.
Yeah, it's silly week, syllabus week. That's
yeah.
when they let you know everything.
And then you try to get back to the store when nothing's on sale and
yep.
definitely nothing is in stock. So
yeah.
we tried to grab a few things that we kind of thought that he might need for high school. But then, yeah, we'll have to go back. And then we'll be spending more money, Katie.
That's just wild
it's stupid,
to me
right?
that that's how they do it. There's got to be a better way. We've had this many high school years already. You think we would have, you know, mastered this part. I remember just getting all the Baby Nana stuff. Like, it does get expensive. And then, like, you think about the things you have to buy for the whole class, right?
That's what I don't like.
Yeah.
It's community supplies now.
The community supplies. But back then, it was the Kleenex. And I remember
yeah,
because,
always, yes.
because it was like, not only did you need to get Kleenex for the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. but then you'd get the note home every once
We're
in a while.
Out.
We're out of Kleenex. And it's like, how many boxes of Kleenex?
Well, that's a lot of snotty noses.
Now, with all of the digital stuff that you're expected to pony up
yeah.
for, I'm like, gosh, the Kleenexes weren't so bad, huh? Like,
we,
you You need some more Kleenex? Because I got you.
Stocked up. Yeah, we got you, Foo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of Kleenex. It's a lot of paper towel as well. And then a lot of the disinfectant wipes now.
Yeah.
And those aren't cheap either.
Which again,
get it. Like, yeah. I'd rather you be wiping stuff down in the classroom than having my kids get sick and then bringing it to me.
Well, and then I sound like this on the air. You know?
Can't have that. But not only that, if you don't get it, who's going to have to buy it?
The teachers.
Who doesn't make anything.
Those poor teachers.
And, yeah, I don't want to pass it on to them. So
no.
It's just like the back to school stuff is always kind of like, we're going to get through it. Everybody, all
we're
hands
gonna
in.
Do it.
Here we go, you know.
Believe it or not, yeah. Knick-Knack and I kind of got into a little tiff at the store too, because she's a high roller when it comes to school supplies. And there was a box of 50 pencils for like 99 cents. But she bought the box of pencils that was $5 that were already sharpened. And I was like, why wouldn't you just buy the ones that are 99 cents and sharpen them? And then she started going off about how you need like 6 boxes of pencils. And then, you know, how many pencils that is you got to sit and sharpen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, you're saving. Like, do the math. You're going to save a lot of money by buying the unsharpened.
They're charging you 5 times as much.
To have them sharpened.
To sharpen the pencil.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not going to sit down. Are you going to do it? And I was like,
yes.
No.
Make the kid do
not
it.
Not a chance in hell I'm going to do it. But I'm still, yeah.
You
have
know?
One of the kids do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's their pencil.
This is their school.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So believe it or not, I got in a fight in the middle of Walmart. Shocking, right? That never happens. You had your protein today, Katie?
Getting it in.
That's all. Everything about is about right now is protein, protein, protein. In fact, I was sending my wife a few videos off of the Instagrammies last night with protein-based recipes. Apparently, all you need is a scoop of protein powder and 2 bananas.
Yeah.
And you can create any sort of protein concoction that your heart desires. You ever done the protein smash with the protein powder in there?
I don't
you
do
put
the protein
some chocolate
powder.
Chips?
No, I don't like the taste of protein powder, but I do a lot of cottage cheese.
Yeah, me too.
It's in
we go through
everything.
Buckets of that and the Greek yogurt at the house. So anyway, protein maxing is a huge trend right now, and unfortunately, it's gotten so bad that it might be causing the price of baby formula to go up.
Oh.
Whey protein is a key ingredient in most infant formulas, and now all the gym bros and, you know, Ralph in HR is protein maxing. The price of the whey protein has been skyrocketing, which leads to higher formula costs.
Oh, no.
And that's really hard when you're a parent on a budget, you know, trying to raise a little baby human child.
Don't do that. You're taking protein from a baby.
Yeah, don't do that. We need a bunch of little jacked babies around here.
We do. Baby bosses.
Yeah. So on the heels of that, speaking of babies and whatnot, there is a viral video going around this morning where a new mom hopped onto her TikTok and was talking about how she went to Target and bought a box of Huggies, went and opened them up, and I'll let her explain the rest. Here you go.
Who does this? I just bought this box of Huggies from Target yesterday, and I don't know if this is a Huggies problem or a Target problem, but, like, there's no diapers in this. That's a blanket and plastic and a shirt. I'm 4 weeks postpartum, and now I have to lug my 4-week-old and my 24-month-old to Target. My husband's about to go to his night shift, which I'm already anxious about. My postpartum anxiety could not handle this.
So she opened up the box.
There's no diapers in it.
And it was full of blankets and clothes and plastic. No diapers in it. Who does that?
Well, it obviously.
Who does that?
Obviously, it was a mistake, but. Oh, I just feel like
no,
her
it's not a mistake.
It.
It's these people that go in and buy boxes of diapers, take the diapers out for their kids, pack it full of other stuff, tape it back up, and return it to the store. It seems to be a problem right now.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I didn't even think people were trying
That's
to get ahead of
this. That's why she's freaking out. Yeah, it happens to products all the time.
No.
Also, just call your baby a 2-year-old.
Yeah. Somebody said that they bought a bug light from Walmart, and they opened the box, and they found 2 cans of V8 in the box, too. So apparently this is a thing. Where people are buying stuff and returning them. And there was this whole thing about, like, the value of the product you can buy at Target before, you know, you get flagged or whatever. And I think it's like $100. And they'll give you a gift card. So you take it back and say, oh, these are the wrong size or whatever. They hand you a $100 gift card.
They don't even check.
They don't even check because it's all taped up. And then they throw it back on the shelf. And then there's this mom.
I can't tell you how many times I have tried to get things into the box the exact way that I found
it. Oh, you can't do it.
You can't. But the fact that people aren't even trying and they're just putting other things
V8s.
Man. I now, feel better about a lumpy box. I'm telling you that.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem. Cynical Jeremy is going to make an appearance here, though.
Yeah.
Cynical Jeremy.
Okay.
This video has garnered, you know, thousands of views, and it's got everybody talking about it.
Oh, you don't believe it.
I'm sure there's a GoFundMe page set up somewhere for this mom.
Okay.
Listen, just, I'm going to be cynical, yeah. Play devil's advocate. I don't always trust stuff that is released online that goes viral. And I would say that if I were to do this, it would be very easy to stage this type of video.
It would, but you
and get a bunch of sympathy.
The anxiety.
And free stuff.
In that mom's voice talking about her four-week-old and her 24-month-old baby having to lug them into Target.
I was in theater.
I don't know. She got me.
She was in theater,
she
maybe.
She got me. I believe her 100%.
Hey, listen, it could be 100% legit, but, you know, just cynical me.
Yeah.
Always thinking, is this real? I don't know. But if you are doing this stuff, I don't know.
That's
I can tell you to
up.
Stop it, but you're not going to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But Katie, you are so spot on. Have you ever tried to buy like a coffee maker and get it back into that styrofoam?
It's not. And
try to return it.
You're bringing that box back open and you know it. Here,
yeah.
I can't shut it.
I can't
sorry.
Do this.
I'm sorry.
Listen, I grew up with Tetris. I was really good at Tetris.
But
I'm going to tell you right now, ain't no going back. Once that coffee maker is out of the box, ain't no going back. My goodness.